This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now back inside the InfoWars World Headquarters. Owen Schroyer here with you. Mike Adams about to take over the fourth hour today. Looking forward to his latest news coverage. I want to take a flashback real quick because we can't forget what was done to us in 2020 in the name of COVID, in the name of a pandemic. It was truly evil. And we've kind of had a live and let live and a forgive and forget mentality towards this. But every once in a while, it's worth it to look back and remember the sickness, the filth, the disgust of which we were treated with in the name of COVID. Do you remember this? Here's a group of celebrities who 2 years ago were telling you to sit down, shut up, lock yourself at home, and be a good slave. These celebs want you to stay at home.
I'm watching you.
This is a message from the PSA broadcast system.
We all need to stay home.
Stay at home.
Stay home.
Stay home.
Stay inside.
Stay right now. Do it for humanity.
I got a message for all you young people out there who think that it's business as usual. It's not.
We need to stop the spread of this virus, and we can only do it together.
It's only going to work if we all do it together.
Let's act like we live in a community, not just by ourselves.
We can all come together collectively to stop the spread of this virus.
Marvel in the fact that the world is united right now. Everyone can be a carrier. We got to be smart.
Not just to protect ourselves, but to protect others and all the older people you love.
The longer we stay out there, the longer coronavirus remains a threat, and the longer the medical system really struggles.
Young people can get it, and they can transmit it to old people, and the next thing you know, I'm out of there.
I had to go and f***ing confiscate my 84-year-old mother's car keys this morning. I survived a war. I was like, okay.
It feels like the end of the world, but I don't think it really is. And I think we can try and help it not be the end of the world if we follow the instructions of healthcare professionals.
As best we can, practice social distancing so we can get rid of the spread of this virus as soon as possible. Flatten the curve. Make sure you stay 6 feet away from people. Wash your hands.
Take this as an opportunity to, you know, take a breath and maybe read some books or watch some movies or take up a hobby. I've always been interested in chainsaw art. Never had the time to explore it and been able to really get into it. I mean, I know nothing about it, but I'm learning every day.
Just take this time to organize your brain, your house.
FaceTime your friends.
Watch a little TV, why don't you?
Let's stay in good spirits.
It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay.
I'm going to keep my ass in.
So imagine the arrogance, imagine the disgust. A bunch of millionaire, spoiled, rotten brats reading off state propaganda, telling you what to do, treating you like a good slave. How pathetic is that? How disgusting is that as we remember how much these people hate us? Can you imagine what it would be like to sell your soul? Can you imagine what it would be like to sell your physical appearance, your consciousness? In this divine life, sell it to some highest bidder, sell it to a government power, sell it to the elite, and then you look down on people and say, stay home. You're a disease-carrying parasite. Stay home. You're going to cause a pandemic. You're going to cause the spread of a disease. You're going to cause a virus. Stay home. And then they all have their multi-million dollar palatial mansions with servants and security 24/7. So for them staying home, sure, fine. But for you, 4 kids, bills to pay, maybe not an option. But who cares? Just starve out. Just go poor. Just be a good slave and stay inside, said the celebrities 2 years ago. Boy, oh boy, if you didn't already have disdain for these celebrities that hate your guts, how could you not after what they did to you? So let's not forget what they did to us. Let's not forget what they promoted. And, of course, the whole thing was a lie. And then what they do after that lie, they lied to you again. And they said, take that vaccine that has now killed tens of thousands of people. I really hope they feel bad for what they've done. I really hope they repent for what they've done.
I don't promote things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, economics, we are always the cutting edge tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, is back in stock. It's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact there's a run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've not experienced the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick in on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Troyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Now, I am just here to hand over the reins, hand over the baton to Mike Adams. And he's got a lot of breaking news he's going to cover here for the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. And then Harrison Smith is going to be hosting the War Room today, but I'll be back doing double duty tomorrow with big news, a couple big stories here. I'll have to get to them tomorrow. So that's what's coming up. Folks, quick reminder, DNA Force Plus, this is the flagship elite supplement at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 50% off. You got to read about the cellular engine boost blend that we have in here, astragalus root, CoQ10, and so much more, the PQQ, the quercetin. It's all here in DNA Force Plus, the elite flagship supplement of InfoWars. 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So, without any further ado, I sign off for the day. Mike Adams takes over for now, and I will see you guys tomorrow. Mike, take it away.
Well, thank you, Owen, and we've got a lot to cover in this hour. I'm going to bring on a special guest, David Dubine, with new information about the collapse of the food supply in the southern hemisphere, which, of course, is moving into its springtime harvest or planting season right now. But we've got major breaking news from Europe today. I've been working on the story. I don't know if InfoWars has had a chance to cover this yet. Perhaps they have. But BASF, the chemical giant, has announced that it is cutting down its size in Europe, and it's moving its operations, or I should say expanding operations, in China. So we are looking at the deindustrialization of Europe. And when I had previous analyst Michael Yon on here on InfoWars.com, Michael Yon is his name. I got to get him back on. He and I were having a discussion about this, and I asked him, what's the tipping point for the industrial collapse of Europe? And he said, if BASF shuts down, then it's over for Europe, because BASF, B-A-S-F, BASF produces, of course, the ammonia that's used for fertilizer production that grows the crops, in addition to just all the polymers and things that are turned into medicines and plastics and containers, and also chemicals for textiles and oil refining and manufacturing and so many other things. Folks, we're looking at the serious deindustrialization of Western Europe, and Europe as we know it is going to collapse over time into a third world country. And this has just been announced by BASF. It's been covered by Reuters. We're going to go into that in a little more detail. In addition to that, we have the German steel manufacturer, ArcelorMittal, has announced that it is about to shut down the two largest steel manufacturing plants in the world. And they are located in Germany, at least as I understand the story, as it's being reported. ArcelorMittal is shutting down because they can no longer compete, or they're about to shut down those plants because they can no longer compete in the international marketplace due to the high energy costs in Germany, which are an offshoot, of course, of the Nord Stream pipelines being blown up by the United States, in addition to the economic sanctions against Russia that were also spearheaded by the United States. So the U.S., through this proxy state of Ukraine has thrust Western Europe into a true collapse scenario. And in the next segment coming up here on Infowars.com, David Dubine will chime in about the mass famine, the starvation, the food scarcity and food inflation that is worsening in Europe at the same time that we're looking at an energy collapse this coming winter, where people will have to choose between heating their homes or feeding themselves. But it's not just Europe, folks. You might be thinking, well, what about the United States? Well, I just finished publishing a story today. Americans are skipping meals because of food inflation in the United States. And this came out of a survey from a group called Nationwide Retirement Institute, and it reveals that nearly a quarter of young people skipped meals or didn't buy groceries because of food inflation, which, of course, is a result of Joe Biden's policies, which we'll go into here in a minute. Let's see. 22% of millennials had to go to food banks in order to feed themselves. And 17% of people surveyed stopped buying healthier foods, such as organics or higher-priced foods, because they can't afford them. And nearly 1 in 5 Americans say they're skipping meals or didn't buy groceries. And that number is 28% of Gen Z and 23% of millennials. So these Joe Biden policies, which include, by the way, the lockdown of food farms and food processing facilities during COVID, money printing that's devaluing the dollar. These are the points that I wrote earlier today. Government policies that pay farmers to destroy food. Canceling of natural gas pipelines resulting in higher prices of fertilizer and fertilizer scarcity in the United States, plus sharp increases in diesel fuel prices. These have all led to higher costs of food that's hitting not just, you know, middle-aged people or older people, but younger people as well. So all of these factors are coalescing right now. Europe is looking very bad. The United States is getting worse, kind of trailing behind Europe in this catastrophe. You know, electricity prices in the United States are not nearly what they are in Europe, so that's at least, you know, some saving grace in that process. But a company that Mansfield is a company name that ships diesel, delivers diesel to 8,000 customers across the United States, has just issued a code red alert, a level 4 alert, and that's on the website, by the way. You can pull it up, mansfield.energy. They have a press release about that. It's affecting the southeast of the United States primarily, to the point where their diesel delivery trucks, sometimes they go to hubs to fill up, and those hubs are empty, and the national supply of diesel fuel is now down to something like 23 or 24 days across the United States as a whole. So we are looking at scarcity of energy and food, exactly as you heard here on Infowars.com. Alex Jones talked about this. Owen Schroyer talked about this. I talked about this. Our guests talked about this. It is coming exactly as we warned, exactly as we laid out many months ago. In fact, we were talking about this, I believe, in April and May of this year because of the result of the economic sanctions against Russia. So the bottom line, folks, is that you're going to face food scarcity that's real. You're going to face energy prices and energy scarcity that's absolutely real. Farmers cannot farm with the economics they used to be able to pursue in terms of agricultural production. Beef prices are going to skyrocket. All dairy prices are going to skyrocket. And in addition, as we'll hear from our guest coming up, David Dubine, the Mississippi River is so low that the barges are getting stuck in the river. And these are the barges that carry the grain. An enormous percentage of the grain produced in the United States moves up and down the Mississippi River basin on these barges because it's the most economical way to transport grain. Well, that grain goes into animals, ranch animals such as cattle. And if you don't have the grain because you don't have the water level in the river because of geoengineering, which is engineered weather manipulation and droughts, then you're not going to have affordable meat products, dairy, whey protein, cheese, infant formula, and all of these products that come out of the meat or the cattle industry. They're going to go sky high in price while you have food rotting on the banks of the Mississippi River because there aren't enough barges that can move up and down the river to transport those items. So that is just a little preview of what is coming up for the rest of this show as well. Now, on behalf of InfoWars, there's the last 2 days of the sale is going on right now, the mega sale, up to 60% off the supplements. This is probably the best price you're going to see because all the raw materials are going up in price across every industry. I see this as well in my industry, in my business. You can use discount code 1776 on InfoWarsStore.com to save up to 60%. Not everything is 60%. Some things are 50%. But check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, and all the other products there. And by doing that, you will help support InfoWars, of course, and help fund this platform that is a free speech champion for our country. And let me note, let me just make this note, that InfoWars has been right about all the things we're talking about, the food scarcity. InfoWars was right about the bioweapon origin. InfoWars was right about the vaccines. If the whole country had heard from InfoWars, probably millions of fewer people would have been injured or killed by these vaccines. Folks, InfoWars information saves lives, and you can support InfoWars right now in our quest to help save more lives. InfoWarsStore.com, discount code 1776. I'll be back with David Dubin after this short break.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
All right, welcome back. Mike Adams here. We're going to be joined by David Dubine here in just a second to talk about the bombshell news that BASIF has announced the permanent downsizing and shuttering of some of its European chemical operations. This story for the producers, their story is right now up on the Gateway Pundit. .com, and we're going to talk about food scarcity, starvation, and famine, and what that leads to in societies. Just for background, folks, you know, I'm a food scientist. This is my wheelhouse, food analysis and mass spec laboratories. I'm a published food scientist. And then David Dubine is just an incredible researcher understanding the supply chain inputs and resource restrictions that affect the food supply. So David Dubine, his channel is called Adapt 2030. His channel is on many different platforms, including still YouTube, which is quite remarkable. But David Dubine, welcome to the show. It's great to have you on.
Yeah, Mike, thanks for bringing me back again. You know, when we had this conversation about 6 months ago, so many things have manifested where you can see where things are actually in the trajectory right now. So it's getting a little bit easier to forecast because these marks in time of things to look for have actually transpired. Shutting down of fertilizer production across Europe, fertilizer shortages, crop price increases, supply chain bottlenecks are now becoming supply chain super glue.
Yeah,
but with all this
absolutely.
Said today, you're going to have to make your own change in your own world. Nobody's going to do it for you. And if I could preface this, everybody is going to have to take action themselves. You can no longer wait for somebody to do it for you. You have to make these changes immediately for yourselves to survive through this time.
That's absolutely correct. And thank you for bringing that up. And I want to get your reaction to the big breaking news today. But first, just to mention to our audience, you and I did a longer duration detailed interview yesterday. That's being edited now. That's going to be posted to band.video, I believe, no later than tomorrow. So if anybody listening, if you enjoy the segment but you want more information, just check out band.video tomorrow, my channel, which is the Mike Adams channel there, and you'll get the extended interview. But, David, BASIF announcing the permanent downsizing of part of its facilities in Germany while expanding operations in China. You know as much as anyone how this is major. This is a milestone. This is a marker for history of the fall of Western Europe. Please explain, sir, how you think this is going to impact Western Europe and the food supply for decades to come.
To frame this on the BASF plant closure, and I was one of the things I wanted to talk about here as well, that plant after World War II was opened in 1952, and it has not shuttered even one day since that point. It has been open, and it's expanded up to 10 square kilometers or 6 square miles, this facility. Now, because of the electrical shortages happening and the natural gas shortages, they were going to start turning off parts of this plant that had never been turned off since the 1950s. And one of their main concerns was when they tried to repressurize the system and actually get things flowing once again, that there would be continuous breaks, problems, explosions, fire hazards, and contamination hazards, gas hazards, all the way through when they tried to get the system repressurized up to functionality again, which we just turned off. So you can see that they understand in Germany that this is not possible to turn that plant back on again. So instead of explaining that to the general populace and saying, whoa, you know, there's a lot of chemicals that aren't going to be here for farm inputs, that would send a scare through the populace of the world and maybe alert them that there are massive food shortages, and that would be the final straw that sent everybody running for supplies at the same time. But now, you know, it's just a business article at this point. They're going to shutter operations and move over to China. Well, Freya, you're right. This is the biggest thing here, that fertilizer production is permanently going down. Chemical production for farm inputs is permanently going down. across Europe. So we're looking at, what, 40% reduction in herbicides, pesticides, and fertilizers coming up on a permanent basis from this day forward.
Yeah,
that's
David,
really
let me add to what you're saying. Brudermüller, who is the chief executive of BASF in Europe, he said that they are shutting this down, quote, as quickly as possible and also permanently. Permanently. This is the permanent deindustrialization of Europe that we've been talking about. And he cited not only the lack of natural gas, which is a key input. It's you actually have to use the hydrocarbon molecules from natural gas in order to make things like ammonia that go into all the other processes there. But also, he said, it's in part due to regulations of the EU. So the EU regulations have not only destroyed the infrastructure of fossil fuels, nuclear, coal, the things that keep an industrial society alive and running, but they're also, in effect, contributing to the shutdown of this massive chemical conglomerate that is necessary for the production of fertilizer and food and medicines and textiles and everything else. But I just want to add that in there, David, back to you, but as quickly as possible and also permanently. That is bombshell. That is shocking.
That is, and that's a self-inflicted wound as well. That never had to happen unless it's a plan to deindustrialize, and then that would just be the logical next step. So when we were talking 6 months ago about how this was going to transpire and the next lever would be turned off, the next gear, then where do we sit from today? The next thing to go down will be the supply chains to deliver all of it will suddenly be non-functional. And you can blame the Mississippi River. You can blame Credit Suisse needing emergency $11-12 billion. You can explain away and say that the derivatives market locked up and something happened there. But look for it. That's the next shoe to drop. So now the chemicals are being taken offline. Fertilizers are being taken offline. So the next and only last thing in a logical basis looking out there is to absolutely lock up and destroy the supply chain so nothing moves. And then the task will be completed. But once that's completed, that's only part of it. Then what is next is the scary part to envision. After they have accomplished this goal of deindustrialization, then what? Should be more the question asked.
Yeah, I mean, because you're going to see Western Europe plunge into a third world type of scenario very quickly. But the Europeans, by and large, they still don't realize that the United States inflicted this wound upon them, because until the Nord Stream pipeline was destroyed by the U.S., which is, you know, 100% certainty at this point, until that happened, there was always the possibility that Germany could restore the pipeline connection with Russia, that there could be diplomacy on the table. Well, even those 30 Democrats have backed away from diplomacy now. Oh, we can't have diplomacy. No peace, you know. So now America inflicted this great wound upon Europe because there's no possibility of natural gas coming in. And this, I think, has factored into the BASF decision to shut down. BASF is saying not only do we have no natural gas now, there's not even a possibility of having sufficient natural gas for many years to come. And even if it's restored, there's always going to be this conflict where the United States is bombing the infrastructure that BASF needs as a corporation in order to function. Yeah, I mean, it's like America declared war on Germany, in essence, at this point. What do you think?
Yeah, and you look at how many LNG ships are offshore running $400,000 a day across Europe just to bring in what is needed for heating and keeping just the very base industry moving along in the coastal areas. The further you get offshore there, coming into, yeah, very deep into the heart of the continent, that will not be resupplied again. So there's how many ships really are there out there in the world that can continue to bring LNG in now that these pipes are gone? Very few in comparison to keep an entire continent powered.
We got to go to break here. Stay with us. Sorry to interrupt. We'll be right back after this break. More with David Dubine. Also, we're going to talk about food scarcity in the Southern Hemisphere. Stay with us.
Look, I'm not bragging. It's just a fact. The globalists hate InfoWars more than any other independent media organization in the world because they hate Americana. They hate populism. They hate grassroots. They hate you. And they see me as a symbol of you. Somebody that knows what's going on, who's informed, who loves freedom, and isn't scared of them. But the only reason we've had this incredible success in the fight against tyranny is because of you. And the enemies of America, your enemies, are coming after us more than ever. That's why your commitment is more important than ever at InfoWarsStore.com. Incredible products you need that empower yourself, your family, and your community at the same time, funding the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We have the biggest sale of the year, up to 50% off. With promo code 1776, you get an additional 10%. That's 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support. God bless and good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Mike Adams.
Chuckin'.
All right, we continue with David Dubine. I'm Mike Adams of naturalnews.com. David Dubine, his channel is Adapt 2030. And David, I'd like to invite you to go into the South America scenario that we talked about yesterday with water vapor and the cooling effect and the shorter growing seasons. Go ahead. Give us all the details of that.
Yeah, thank you, Will. Sorry for speaking over you going into the break there.
Sorry.
Well, we need to compare apples to apples here. So if you look at the Pinatubo eruption, I'm going to take you back into 1991 in the Philippines, Mount Pinatubo. Some of you were alive then, some of you were not. That ash cooled our planet 7/10 of a degree Celsius. And yes, there was some very minor effects on agriculture. There was decline in yields for those 2 years until the ash fell out of the air. It's usually a 2 to 3 year cycle. So enter Tonga in the beginning of the year here in January. The ash column actually went double the height into the atmosphere that Pinatubo had done. And when we look at recollections and stories of Mount Tambora in 1815, we're starting to look at very close similarities to what happened with Mount Tambora in the year without a summer. The subsequent 1 year after is really when a lot of problems globally with agriculture started to happen. Now, if you want to line that up in today's modern timeline, we have one of the biggest eruptions in 200 years. Food production is going to be cut anyway in the southern hemisphere greatly, and also northern hemisphere production affected. And suddenly we got all the chemicals cut off, all the fertilizers cut out. It's almost like the excuse will be there why food is about to fail across the planet as we move into the southern hemisphere planting season, which is greatly delayed, by the way, right
now. I want to ask you to clarify something or to explain something. There's a missing point in this that you shared with me in our interview yesterday, but I want to make sure you get on the record here. Talk about how much water was ejected into the stratosphere and the effects of the water vapor from the Tonga volcano earlier this year, because I think that's the key point here. Sorry to interrupt, but go ahead and make sure you cover that, please.
Yeah, thanks for keeping me on track there. I ramble sometimes. 52 miles is the height that the water vapor was ejected into the atmosphere. Now, the Tonga eruption was, as you see, it was in the ocean itself, so that also included sulfur dioxide, the ash, and this time the water vapor, which was a third element that was not in the Tambora eruption, which was a land-based volcano, so it was just sulfur dioxide and ash. This time, we had that water vapor going up 52 miles into the atmosphere. And this is already starting to be registered in terms of 4 degrees Celsius cooler temperatures, some places 5 degrees Celsius cooler temperatures in elevations where crops are being grown across South America, across South Africa, and you're seeing massive losses right over in Australia right now with a wheat crop. And, you know, I directly think that these two are related because that water vapor, what's happening in Australia, record rains, unbelievable freezing, and they're about to get a polar blast that would wipe out anything that sits in the fields in terms of if it's not ready to harvest now, it's going to be lost to cold. So,
okay, one more point we have to make on this is that the water vapor, it stays in the atmosphere for a couple of years, and the water vapor, it doesn't just fall back down in a month. It stays in the atmosphere for years. It circulates around the world, and while it's there, it's reflecting sunlight. So it's preventing sunlight from reaching the surface of the earth, which warms, you know, sunlight warms the crops and also provides photosynthesis. So because of that water vapor that's circulating in the air, that's why, as you explained yesterday, sorry to keep bringing you back to these points, but I want to make sure we really nail it down for the layperson who's not deep into this like you and I. Like you and I, David, we're kind of food geeks, you know, but not everybody gets all the geekery like we do. But this is the important point. It's the crops are going to be, well, the soils are cooler, photosynthesis is reduced, and the crop season is therefore reduced because of that. So back to you again. Sorry to interrupt you. I've done it twice now. I'll try not to do it.
No, please do. Feel free. And for those out there to understand where this goes, there's something called watts per meter squared that's reduced. It's total solar irradiance, how much sunlight actually strikes the planet's surface. Now, if you take into consideration solar panels, they measure the exact same, how much watts per meter squared is striking the surface of an area. Will it have enough power there to, you know, charge those solar panels, yes or no? But each one that you decrease out of there really has an effect on agricultural production, which means that they're going to need to go to short season seeds or short crop seeds. And globally, there's just literally not enough just for the southern hemisphere. And then if it were to sweep back up here, which the crop losses we'll see next year in our northern hemisphere planting, if the world decides to go to short season seeds, there's just literally not enough. So the awareness of the food shortages inbound from the losses in the southern hemisphere is driving a lot of what we're seeing across the planet. So how much sunlight is going to be reduced will also increase mold and blight, and that's where we need the fungicides, which they won't be there because the fertilizers and the chemical inputs are all coming from the exact same factories. It's not like a fertilizer factory just produces fertilizer. They do chemicals. And without the herbicides, the fungicides in there, then all this blight and mold is going to wreak havoc with these wetter and cooler and cloudier conditions that we're about to see. Like the crop zones are set in a certain specific parameter for it to grow a certain crop. This much sunlight, that much wind, that much relative humidity. Well, this is all being thrown out right now as this light blocking event continues to amplify, and the rain's coming down now. Everywhere you look, it's record rain, out of season, 2 months of rain in a day, a year's worth of rain in a day, and these events are going to continue for the next year to two. And this is really going to have some massive effects on Southern Hemisphere production. Now, all of the Northern Hemisphere traders and companies involved in ag are all saying, well, let's see what happens in the Southern Hemisphere. Well, this is about to what's happened in the Southern Hemisphere. So where does that put us on our world footing for food prices, food availability, food riots, and how governments are going to react to it all?
Yeah, it's what you're talking about that's hitting the Southern Hemisphere right now is going to be in the Northern Hemisphere affecting the spring planting and summer harvesting next year in 2023. But what struck me about what you just said is as this is reducing the amount of sunlight that reaches the crops, understand that globalists like Bill Gates are, in fact, involved in research called stratospheric aerosol injection. They are global dimming experiments. This is not an alternative view. This is mainstream news, okay? They want to eject a massive amount of pollution or particulate matter into the stratosphere in order to block the sun because they claim the sun is bad. So you have these leftists and these globalists, they've declared war on sunlight. They think global warming is a problem. No, folks, it's global dimming because of this, the Tonga eruption and these other things that are taking place, including geoengineering. Global dimming is what's going to collapse the global food supply and turn things, you know, turn every country into a famine scenario. That's the problem, not global warming. We don't have to worry about that. We have to worry about billions of people starving to death at this point. Back to you, David.
Well, that was always one of the worries with geoengineering was, okay, those particulates take about 3 years to slowly make their way out of the atmosphere. And what would happen during the interim if there was a volcanic eruption on the equivalent with Tonga or with Tambora that we saw in 1815? But their whole thing was, oh, that hasn't happened in 200 years, so it's such an outlier, it's not going to happen. But with decreasing solar activity on a 400-year grand solar minimum cycle, increased volcanism is one of the things that always accompanies this step down in solar activity on the 400-year cycle, not the 11-year cycle that we're used to. So then they had the mother of all disasters that everybody was praying would not happen. You have a massive VEI 6 or 7 eruption with all the particulates that are there from the geoengineering programs all intermingling. This is a runaway event that was foretold that it was a possibility of like 1 in 100 million chance, but it just hit. Where does that leave us now with our ability to grow food across the planet?
Well, an important factor in all of this is that even when you garden at home, your production yield is going to be somewhat lower for the very same reasons that we're talking about. So it's not just, I mean, look, I'm pro-gardening, and you do need to learn how to grow food, but you're going to have to maybe plant more than you otherwise would have planned for because the growing seasons are going to be shorter in some areas, and yields are going to be lower because some amount of photosynthesis is being blocked. So David, just hold on to your thought there. We're going to go to a break right now. We'll come back with you on the other side to talk about 2023. What does it look like, and what are your predictions? We're going to have price controls, food rationing, biometric ID to buy food. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Mike Adams. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're back with David Dubine. We're talking about global famine because of global dimming, the blocking of the sun with water vapor and other means. Don't forget, the last 2 days right now of the super sale happening at InfoWarsStore.com. Discount code 1776 helps you save up to 60%, not on everything, but on some things, Vitamineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, and other supplements. And I want to add a personal note to this and encourage you to think about what just happened. David Dubine and I were talking about BASF having a permanent reduction of operations in Europe. Do you know that in the supplements industry, because I'm in that industry, it is becoming very, very difficult to get the bottles, the caps, any kind of nozzles that go on top, like spray nozzles, pump nozzles, squeeze nozzles, anything like that. But just the lids and the bottles are already in short supply. For some of those, it's a six-month wait time to even get production of these plastics, usually polyethylene type of plastics that go into these supplement bottles. With the shutdown of BASF in Europe, I'm telling you folks, there's going to be a critical shortage of just the bottles and the lids that go into these supplements. Even if you can get the raw materials, it's going to be extremely difficult to get the containers. So that's another important reason to consider getting now what you might use over the next 6 months or 12 months. It's a very real thing, and even I have questions about how this industry is going to function if these supply shortages worsen. So InfoWarsStore.com, use discount code 1776. Now, bringing back on David Dubine, you know, you just heard me describe the shortage in the of the plastics and the lids and everything in the supplements industry. That's something not a lot of people understand. But the same is true in farming and agriculture. And, you know, the iron and steel that goes into farm equipment and the tines on cultivators for soil and things like that. Can you speak about those supply chain shortages in agriculture that you're seeing right now, David?
It's the same problems where the electricity prices were doubling, quadrupling, 10x, 15x. A lot of these steel refiners just shut the doors across Europe. Same with zinc and aluminum smelting and anything to do with copper. It's all stopped across Europe. So it's the perfect storm happening. And if you were to look at it in a way to collapse the global economy and bring everybody into a central bank digital currency or some sort of digital issuance programmable money, this has to continue until it runs into the ground at 100 miles an hour. Because I have a lot of questions how BASF is going to instantly just run over to China and set up and have the same output at the same volumes and still be able to have the same purchasers come in there. And I just don't see how that is going to work and how long this is going to take before we get back to some semblance of normal. Even if they set up 100% of production over in China, now all the rumors of war and the beating of drums of war between America and China, do you think they're really going to start sending those chemicals over to the United States with all this drums of war happening? I don't think so. We got Americans skipping meals. We got UK citizens skipping meals because it's too expensive now. They're not even heating some of their meals in the UK to save on electrical costs. This is the world we've gone into in developed nations like the UK and the United States are skipping meals and not heating their food because they're trying to save money. We've definitely entered a new period here where you realize you're on your own. You're going to have to take your own sovereignty for your food production, your food growing, your food preparation. You're all going to swing right back close to home again. You're going to have to stop relying on these centralized systems because they have broken down and they're not going to come back for, I don't know, Mike, how long do you think it's going to take to bring everything back online?
I don't think it's coming back online, frankly, for a lot of Western civilization. I think Western Europe will plunge into an agrarian, collapsed, impoverished society for a century. I mean, that's where I think this is going. Meanwhile, they can take plenty of hot showers in Russia or in China. Russia's producing steel. Russia's got iron ore. Russia has minerals, fertilizer, diesel fuel, oil, everything you can think of, aluminum. Russia's got it all. Western Europe has nothing. Nothing but lies and propaganda and financialization, like derivatives instruments. It's so obvious the collapse that's happening. But what I wanted to ask you, I mentioned this before the break, is what are going to be the impacts of this? What will governments do, aside from money printing? We already know they're going to do that. Here, have some fiat currency to buy groceries, which will just lead to more inflation. But aside from that, do you think it's going to come to a point of rationing or price controls or even a biometric identification every time you go to the grocery store so that they can track what you're buying and limit what you're buying? Are things about to go there?
They are for the digital rationing card. Because we're coming to a point really quickly here, and you probably get about a two-month window before the realization of what's about to happen and is happening in real time in the Southern Hemisphere to reduce crop yields down there. And with the losses we just had up here, you know, the USDA and the way that they're trying to average crops, there was so much variability in the crops this year that they've never had harvest variability at this levels before. So they're really having a difficult time how to even count and accrue the crops because some field you'll have 200 bushels per acre, but directly across the road they're at a zero burn down. So there's no averages anymore. So even what we consider might be the yields are going to be lower than what's expected in the Northern Hemisphere. And then coupled with these massive losses inbound, the realization of famine, it will occur probably no later than Christmas time or right around the New Year time. And at that point, there's going to be a global rush for all countries and all people at the same time awaken and say, whoa, I need to get food for my family. I need to get medicines for my family. I need to get the tools. I need to get the grow lights. I need to get the 6-millimeter poly so I can grow undercover in the winter. And there's going to be this mad rush for everything you need to put a garden in the ground. And there's just not going to be enough for everybody. At that point, the controls are going to come in. You're going to have to show your digital rationing card to be able to enter supermarkets. And this is the whole thing that pre-trained us. Stand outside in the cold 6 feet apart. Well, now it's going to be only 5 people in the store because there was looting, there was stealing. 10 people in the store, you're limited to 1 pound of butter, you're limited to this much milk, you're limited to this much. There probably won't even be meat unless you live in a farming community, and I'm so thankful that I do.
It won't be ground beef, it'll be ground crickets, and that's your allotted quota. 2 pounds of ground crickets a week, and also for your pet, dried grubs and things, of worms and crickets and whatever else that makes your pets sick on top of that. So once they have control of the system, then they can limit not only what you're allowed to eat, but, of course, the quantity. So they can slowly starve everybody to death while claiming that they're giving people this food, that they're rescuing you because it's on a universal basic income in your central bank digital wallet. But it's really just an enslavement, genocidal system. And the only people that are going to survive this are people who have food and money outside the system. So food outside the system, or I call it off-grid food, is just what you said, David. Gardening, home production. And yeah, there's going to be a mad rush for people wanting and needing to do that, especially in the spring of 2023 in the United States and Europe. But then you also have to have off-grid money, which is gold and silver, or perhaps certain types of crypto that may survive all of this as well, or other things that you can barter and trade, from ammunition to diesel fuel, iodine. You name it. You know what iodine's going to be worth the minute the first dirty bomb goes off in Europe? You're going to see people on eBay selling iodine for $1,000 a bottle. Let me tell you. I know that because we saw that after Fukushima. So we know where that's going. You can buy it today for a few dollars. But I'm sorry, I've been going on. But your thoughts, David. We got about 2 minutes left here.
Yeah, it's going to follow that same trajectory for everything. Now turn it into a garden shovel. Oh, there's only 1 million garden shovels in America. China's not sending any more. So then maybe a new industry could arise out of taking, hoods of cars and pounding out shovels. But there's going to be that gap between massive anger, fistfights in stores to get those items that you're going to need. And eventually your preps are going to run out. So you really are going to have to go way beyond. Okay, the preps for now are great for the first 6 months or a year, but you're going to have to start thinking of how to refill those things without going to a store. So, that's about growing your food, getting the seeds, and being able to store that properly, and how to use natural medicines out of the forest and how to wild forage. And so many people have lost those skills on even how to make tinctures out of some of the most basic things like the willow tree in the back. Scrape some bark, throw it in the alcohol, but people don't even know how to do that. It's such a lost, civilization of knowledge of what our parents, grandparents knew as just the basics to get through. All these people who lived through the Great Depression, we're going to go through something very similar, and this is going to knock on from the iodine to the shovels, and then it's going to be tumultuous at best if you're not prepared, and you're going to have to think longevity outside the system, not just, working through with some storable pallets of food here for a couple months. It's going to be way longer than that. We're talking like a decade-long event here.
Exactly. If you stay in the system, we're going to get through it a little bit better. You starve to death, and you're going to die if you stay in the system. Sorry to talk over you, David. We're about to close out this segment. David Dubine's channel is Adapt 2030. And my channel on band.video is the Mike Adams channel. I'm the editor of naturalnews.com. And folks, take this seriously. Share this interview everywhere. This is real. This is happening now. Get prepared or you won't make it. End of story. Thanks for watching today here on Infowars.com.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.